LA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. An attacker inspired by the Islamic State group stabbed six people at a New Zealand supermarket on Friday. Four police who had the man under surveillance shot him dead. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern sent the man, a Sri Lankan national who arrived in New Zealand in 2011 and was on a terror watch list at a shopping mall in suburban Auckland, seized a knife from a display and went on a stabbing spree. She said six people were wounded, three critically. Four police who were monitoring him opened fire. Police Commissioner Andrew Koster said authorities were confident the man was acting alone and there was no further danger to the community. New Zealand's worst terror attack was the Christchurch mosque shootings in March of 2019 when a white supremacist gunman murdered 51 Muslim worshippers and severely wounded another 40. Japan's Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said Friday he will not run for re-election as party leader this month, effectively ending his tenure after just 1 year. Suga announced his intentions to resign at an emergency meeting of senior members of the ruling Liberal Democratic Party. Suga had been widely expected to seek re-election as the LDPP leader in a vote set for September 29th. Suga has been battered by his government's response to the pandemic, with Japan struggling through a record fifth wave of the virus after a slow start to its vaccine program. Japan has recorded nearly 16,000 deaths during the pandemic. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Officials in the U.S. states of New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania said at least 46 people died as a result of flash flooding caused by torrential rainfall from the remnants of Hurricane Ida. President Joe Biden pledged emergency assistance to governors of both New Jersey and New York, as well as other states in the region, and sent his condolences to the families of those who lost their loved ones. He also said he will be traveling to Louisiana later today to meet with Governor John Bel Edwards to discuss the recovery efforts from Ida there. President said the nation's Federal Emergency Management Agency and other agencies will be working around the clock until the needs of the region are fully met. The World Health Organization reporting Africa will fail to reach the global target of vaccinating 10% of its vulnerable populations against COVID-19 by the end of this month. The WHO's regional director for Africa blames the situation on what she says is the hoarding of life-saving vaccines by the world's wealthier countries. Africa's third wave of the coronavirus peaked in July. However, WHO reports 24 of Africa's 54 countries are still reporting high or fast rising case numbers. Dr. Anthony Fauci said Americans will likely have to get a third shot of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. Fauci, who is the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, said the final decision would be made by the Food and Drug Administration and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Whether those who got the one-shot Johnson & Johnson will need boosters remain to be seen. Any booster for the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines would be given between 5 and 8 months after the second dose. A British national has admitted in federal court that he played a leadership role in an Islamic State scheme to torture, hold for ransom, and eventually behead American hostages. 37-year-old Alexandra Cody pleaded guilty Thursday evening to all 8 counts against him at a plea hearing in the U.S. District Court in Alexandria. Cody was one of 4 Islamic State members who were dubbed the Beatles by their captives because of their British accent. And better weather Thursday helped the battle against a huge California wildfire threatening communities around Lake Tahoe, but fire commanders warning firefighters to be prepared for ongoing dangers. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News. Yeah!
Africa, welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van Lee. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will be knocking at your doors again, so relax and let's have some fun. Today, we take a trip to Sierra Leone. That's where we're going to start. Live from France, that is where he's based. Must Be comes in with Your Love, and this is going out to you out there. And right after that, Come to Me, the sound of Alpha from Rwanda, featuring Bebe Cool of Uganda. And Go, Man, This Is Cool, Bracket of Nigeria comes in. But right now, let's talk about Your Love, the sound of Must Be from Sierra Leone. Currently based in France.
The first day when I saw you, I started jubilating. I knew you could be the one. So I made a move, then we fell in love. Everything was going so fun and cool. I remember how you told me you would never leave me. The other day when I saw you, not a man holding your clothes. You made a man cry, but I just stay alone.
Spread out. Arabic, etc.
It is the beat.
The African beat that counts.
The beat does all the translations.
It cuts across all languages and gives us the understanding that this is the African beat.
It is so distinct.
And adhesive.
It binds us together.
African beat on the Voice of America, Mondays through Fridays.
With David Bandy.
This is the African beat, where the music sounds so sweet that it makes you move your two feet. African beat. It brings out the you in you. And that's so true.
I love you.
beautiful music by Bracket of Nigeria. And right before that, you listen to Come to Me, the sound of Rwanda's Alpha, featuring Bebe Cool from Uganda and Must Be of Sierra Leone in Your Love.
My name is Kate Ona. As you see me so, at the Feel This program, African Beat, on the Voice of America, with my brother, David Vance. Make you not turn your radio set off, because African Beat will bring out the beat way there for your body. Now me, Kate Ona, way there for Kano State, Ogbonge Country, Nigeria, now me talk out too. Bye. But when it comes to
last, welcome back, and now let's take a trip to Liberia. Pretty Woman by the LIB Queen, and right after that, Azonto Party by Blacksmith featuring DXD from Ghana, and Empecia Njia by Alicia Steluji, and also features Juliana Kanyomozi of Uganda. But right now, Pretty Woman, the LIB Queen of Liberia, comes in, dedicated to all my friends in Monrovia, Liberia, all across the nation of Liberia. This one is going out to you.
To all my beautiful sisters.
We'll be right back. I'm Stella Nanteza. You're listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America with David Bendy.
It's a brand new one from Blastmin and DSDZ. Beat that
game. Baby.
You know how we do.
Let's go to my Zonto party. Grab somebody. The girls that look so fly. The boys that try. We go black for the party. One by one move here to Bacardi. Girls are ready, just but no panties. Ay, you see them, eye them. We talk them and fool them. Cross me your first boy, been sugar with your eye. Chilling, not feeling. Yeah, we are feeling lonely. No cheating, no. No killing, no. No fighting, no. No stealing. Show the party. The bean of the cup, champagne. And your all night long. Show my sexy ladies.
Good girls on the gun back. So if I catch you, get if I dig out.
A boy's not many, a part to be sweet like juice, strawberries, my chocolate grenades. Girl, be out of my phone, I show my chassis, I've been doomed by my sink. No, I'm in the water, I'm in crock, I'm gonna die. I wanna make you happy, and I can see. Pass it, the boat, the feel so free. Yeah. See, I'm fantastic, feeling me. Yeah. Rich shop, we'll go back to the for maintaining. Go, go, let's go, let's go, 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 let's go. I shake to the left, I shake to the right.
Alicia and Gia, the sound of Alicia Stello G featuring Juliana Kanyomozi of Uganda. And right before that, Azondo Party by Blacksmith featuring DXD from Ghana and Pretty Woman, L.I.B. Queen of Liberia. The African Beat on the Voice of America. You want to listen to the latest African music? Dance to the best African beat from across the African continent? Then you don't have a problem. Just tune in to the African Beat on the Voice of America. African Beat, the show that brings happiness into your homes, smiles on your faces. So join me, your host, David Vandy, Monday through Friday on the Voice of America.
Can be.
It's the best. It's number one. We love it.
Let's get the groove on. The African beat continues in style. Peace Choir from Nigeria featuring Rick Ross and beautiful Onyine. And right after that, Kanku Keita by Kerfala Kante of the Republic of Guinea. And one of my favorite in those days, Prim Prim by Salif Keita of Mali. But beautiful Onyine right now by Peace Choir of Nigeria featuring Rick Ross.
I was all alone, was so bad,
so bad.
And there she go,
there she go.
She touched my heart and said, "The best in our nose will go."
Hey,
was so glad. The way she keeps me smiling, it brings me joy. She proves this love is real. Within my heart, there's no.
Peace Square, number one in the game, and we gon' be here. Always making hits.
to my convict. We talking money, are you talking nonsense? Making slow love to my baby girl. Got them big trucks pulling up everywhere. You only live once and that's the anthem. All your negative energy feed cancer. I can look into her eyes for my whole life. We can make love for the whole night. Take my hand, baby. I just wanna be a man, baby.
This is Rebecca, and you're listening to the African Beats on Voice of America. African Beats will make you dance and dance till dawn.
Rimpim by Salif Keita of Mali, and before that, Kanku Keita by Kerfala Kante of the Republic of Guinea, and Beautiful Onyinye by P-Square of Nigeria, featuring Rick Ross. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Vandy here in Washington.
The African Beat, with music of Africa. From the Voice of America, we love it.
Let's get the beat on. As you know, the power of the beat is in the African beat. And so, let the beat go on. Modelo, the sound of Adiemo of Ethiopia, is coming up next. And right after that, we climax today on a very soft note. This one I will dedicate to all the mothers out there. Million Roses for Mama. And this is by C.C. Bernard of Liberia. But right now, Modelo, Adiemo of Ethiopia.
Some ክቡር ስንጨፍር አብረን እንዳድግን ከመቀስፈት ብድግ ብልን ብይዛት በሀሳብ ማውቃት በውን ይማራቋ ከውንድድር መሃል ሆና አገኘዋል በአይነታ ብቻ እዚህ እንዲሆን ሁላታ ምጠው በሄድስ በቃሱ ሞትኩላት ዝም ብያት እጅ ጠጣት ከሚሆን ወሽ ትበለ ወይም ቢትበለ ወሽ ትበለ ወይም ቢትበለ
Beautiful song for Mama as we climax on a very soft note today. Million Roses for Mama by C.C. Bernard of Liberia and Modelo by Adiemo of Ethiopia. I'm sure you've had a wonderful time today. So I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, wishing you the best of the best for today. Bye-bye.
Love, all the joy.